Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, March 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the Mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays. Maurice Ravel, the composer of Bolero, born on this day in 1875. And if you can hear Bolero and not think of Bo Derek, you're made of sterner stuff than I am. On this day in history, March 7th, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell, we just celebrated his birthday on March 3rd, receives a patent for the telephone. The moment of discovery, dramatized by the BBC.
We had something that we thought might work, and we got ready to try it out. But just then, at the crucial moment...
Come in here, Watson, I need you!
I spilt acid on my trousers. It was burning my leg. To my utter amazement, Watson had heard me. The machine had worked.
In 1945, during World War II, American forces crossed the Rhine River at Remagen, Germany, as the Allies close in on Hitler.
South of Cologne at Remagen, our troops made one of the most spectacular coups of the war in capturing the Ludendorff Bridge intact, minutes before the Germans were to blow it up. Prisoners streamed back as our men crossed the Rhine to establish our first bridgehead on the east bank of the river. The Rhine crossing at Remagen was the signal for a general breakthrough of our armies across the Rhine. The defenses of Fortress Germany are crumbling fast.
At the top of the charts, 1965, it's the Fab Four again with 8 days a week. On the KETR events calendar from 10 to 5 on Saturday at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center in Greenville, the Greenville Home and Garden Show is the best place to be to learn about new home products, project how-tos, and gardening. Businesses from landscaping to home decorating show you their finest products and services, and many will have show-only discounts. It's sponsored by Keep Greenville Beautiful. Admission is free. The Greenville Home and Garden Show from 10 to 5 Saturday at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center on Highway 69 East in Greenville. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor Dr. John Bellotti, the Mayor of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Nice to see you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. John, our thought for the day, an old Chinese proverb. The miracle is not to fly in the air or walk on the water, but to walk on the earth.
And we're trying desperately to do that.
And some days it's easier to do that than others. But there you go. All right. Listen, there's some encouraging news regarding the completion of paving on Monroe Street north of Live Oak.
That was the project that was really an extra project to begin with when we were going through the Monroe Street process. And we came before that part of Monroe North involved a little bit of the Clairchenault House. And as you know, the parts of the graduate school are, through Dr. Eric Groover are planning to rename some of the highways and streets around here in honor of Clairchenault, Chenault, and others. And so the house was there, and we're hoping that there'll be a dedication. And certainly we want that road completed and paved by the this summer. And when the Texas Water Development Board released the funds on February 18th, the city will open up the bids on April the 2nd. And then however long it takes for the winning bidder to get the equipment in, it should be paved shortly, because it's the wastewater, freshwater pipes have been laid. We just need to get it paved.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, on the remainder of Monroe Street, going south from the campus, that project's going to be going on for quite some time.
At least, yes, through 14.
Yeah. Now, we're looking at the construction of a new franchise restaurant to begin very soon, and we've discussed this once before.
And we're waiting for Schlotsky's, who's going to come into town here. They're going to be in the old Lone Star Eatery pizza parlor there on Live Oak Street, and they're going to actually raise that or tear that building down and build their regular building, the Schlotsky's building, and we're just waiting to see the construction. I want to make one comment, though. I've been asked by a number of people around town, because if you drive through Commerce, you'll see a number of trees still left over from that original ice storm we had back around Christmas time. And those are being picked up in the order of the major pickup that we would have in the city. You know, the city brings the machine around that chops up the branches into sawdust and bark and stuff. And so I've been asked by a number of people, are they, yes, we're still doing that, and it's going in that order. What seems to happen is we get some picked up and we move to the next location, and others drag stuff out. So it looks like it's never finished, but we are continuing to pick up branches and dead trees and stuff that are left out in the front. Just please bear with us until we get to your location.
Just be patient.
Right.
But back to the Schlotsky's thing, that is going to be on the site of the old Lone Star restaurant.
Yes.
On Live Oak Street, and you say it should begin just any time.
We're just waiting for them to show up.
Great.
And as we also talked about the Chicken Express, they're finally breaking ground behind McDonald's, and that's a state-of-the-art what I've been told, the state-of-the-art Chicken Express building. So I'm not sure if they have two drive-thrus or not, but you should be getting excellent service from Chicken Express.
Any way of knowing when the actual building of the structure itself will start and when it might be open for business?
I understand they're planning to be open in the fall. That's what mm-hmm. I understand.
Well, that would be reasonable. And we're still here. We are early late winter, early spring. So I think that would be reasonable. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, about some of the things going on in the city. We've gotten off onto the subject of restaurants. So you said the Kilted Monkey had reopened.
That's as of a couple of days ago, I understand, that under new management, and that the folks that were sorry to see the Kilted Monkey close for a short period of time should be happy because it's open again.
Good, good. Now, also, work is apparently about to begin soon on something new for Walmart.
Well, and once again, this is another one of those, this is a Walmart project. I don't know how much the city played in this, but they're planning to put gas pumps in. And if you go to a number of Walmarts around, more and more of them are coming with gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, I understand that the Walmart in Commerce is going to have gas pumps once again when we see it.
Have they taken out some kind of permit or anything?
That's where I got this information.
Okay.
That
okay.
I was told they're planning to do it, so I'm assuming that, yes, that's happened.
Okay, good. Well, John, there's a lot more to talk with you about, but we're just about out of time. So how about we do this again very soon, and we'll catch up on some of the other things going on with the City of Commerce.
Another cup of coffee.
Right, another cup of coffee, indeed. And thanks to the Mayor of Commerce, John Bilotti, for sitting in with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.